best tea in the city.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing? You good? Yes, yes, we're back. We're back. It's a brand new year and day one. Some call it back to square one. Oh, excuse me. It's good to be here. I'm excited. I'm glad to have you back. We didn't lose anyone we know, right? Over the festive. We're still as we left in December. We also need to check, do the register thing, right? Maybe it's one way of getting started today. Let me know you're alive. Let me know that you're here. And let me know if everyone that we know to be the best tea sippers are still here. Okay? All right. While we do that, some of the important things didn't go your way last year and the year before. But honestly, this time, it is not your fault. You can only do your best. And you did your best, but you failed anyway. Is that your fault? You know, when things around you fall apart, it is common practice to assume that you are the common denominator. They failed because of you. But there are times when you are not the common denominator. This time, the finger can't be pointed at you. It was really out of your hands. Maybe it was not your year. You know how they normally say it was not your year? Or someone changed the course of things. I got like zebra. It sounds like when you say it, that last year was not my fault, it sounds like you're scapegoating. But truly, you did everything you had to do. But things still didn't go your way. So if you were to be asked, what went wrong? What would you say? What went wrong last year? What didn't go your way last year? Because some of the things didn't go your way. Even though, Bonani, you were more focused than any other year. Hashtag, last year was not my fault. What went wrong?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
And these are the 3 teaspoons on hashtag, last year was not my fault. 1, it was not my time yet. Yes, it's not my fault because it was not my time yet. I mean, it is all in God's hands, they say. As hard as it is and as it was for you to continue pursuing this goal, you gave it your all. Even though the telltale signs were there that this may not necessarily go well, but you still persevered. So, maybe that's not your time yet. 2, they said, not yet. Boma. But they said, not yet. You know, it is great to hear it is not your year. I mean, we've learned to accept this reason. But as abantu, we also know that sometimes things may not go your way because someone said, not yet. Kibo mamar. And how are you to know? The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on hashtag last year was not my fault. Well, listen, I can only do my best. I mean, there's no other level above the best. Your best is the best there is. What else are you to do?
The best tea in the city.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Uncle T.
Mamu Zipa, last year, you did everything you could, but still. And it was not your fault. Or was it?
No, and for me, I did everything I could with my foot. I've had a sore foot since May-ish. I've been to different doctors. I've tried everything. Now both my feet are sore. I don't know if I'm not supposed to have feet or I'm not supposed to walk. Uncle T, it's not a joke.
But you know what they say, you got to crawl before you walk. So,
but I've walked before, so now I must crawl then.
There's your plastic comment coming back to haunt you.
But it's not giving, not with my feet. So I've tried with my health, I really have. But
is it?
Yeah.
Because sometimes, I mean, you can never really be truly in control of that, 100%. Can you? You can try.
100%.
I also tried, I tried with my health. I mean, I went to gym.
Yeah.
For a bit.
Swimming, I know.
I know, yeah, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this year we try again. Just because we didn't achieve what we wanted to achieve last year doesn't mean that it's the end.
Yeah.
So we're going to try again this year.
But you won somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's better than nothing.
I mean, Mahadeb is glowing these days.
And she looks good. You don't even look like you need the gym. I'm not even trying to buy face. You look good. You really
I told her, as long as she's on the best team in the city, she'll find love. There you go. You see? She's beaming.
We went from the gym to love to beaming.
Quick in a hurry.
Oh, wow. The DMs are working. Mamu Zebe, we wish you the same, okay?
Love.
Khanti?
I'm not blessed in that department.
God was
like, my child, you may not have a lot of things, but at least let me give you love.
If at least with that one, you didn't put your foot in it.
I'm not even complaining. I'm good. Thank you. Bye.
Morning, morning, Uncle T. Happy New Year. Yeah. Happy New Year. Yo, Uncle T, last year, I tried Horikilwane Lidi Dead Saga. Like, I tried Horikilwane Litsona di Dead. And the Kikeni Litsona Futko 2022. So, born. Ang Pelimoya. Ang Sazos Patala Ziz Pele. Nzo Kuningi, right?
Thank you.
Best tea in the city.
We're talking about it is not your fault what happened last year. And the reason we're saying this is because you gave it your all, but still things didn't happen the way you hoped they will. So what is it, like Mamampilo earlier on said, that she tried, she still failed to pay her debts, but she shoulders on today, to this year as well. So what has it been for you? Maybe you gave it your all, you slid into a DM with all good intentions, but still it yielded no results. Maybe you applied, right? You are qualified, but still nothing happened. So the fact that people can look at you and says, usasela, you're like, yeah, but it's not my fault. Last year, it's not my fault. Is it you? Talk to me. Call me now, 086-00-00959. Talk to me. What did you pursue last year? And for some reason, you gave it your all, but it still didn't come through. Talk to me. I want to hear you and your story. And most importantly, are you still going to pursue it? Are you still going to be driven to do it? Or this is it? So, lucky temp.
It's not my fault. You got qualification, you got everything. Slago from 14.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Yeah, 2021, ne? Yeah, what a year. Tried to go to Fage, a built-in banking, ne? Kitchen unit, young shy 2021, I want retis are strong. But hopefully 2022, things will work out. Ngiyenza lento ngifuna ukuyenza. September 2022.
Yeah, I know that. You know, you start a project, né? Maybe you're renovating, and then something just happens and just everything stops. That's not your fault. You can plan, but somehow certain things just take over, right? Kay, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Wait a minute, Kay, tell me. So you are HIV positive, right?
Yeah.
You have a boyfriend, right?
I'm no longer sure if he's still my boyfriend.
Why?
I think it's because of I've been honest to him and I told him that I'm HIV positive. Yeah, that's why. Because if he doesn't answer my phone, he doesn't touch me on WhatsApp, he doesn't say anything.
You say you are HIV positive. He refuses to accept that you are HIV positive. And when it comes to sex, he would rather not use condoms.
Yeah, I told him before we had sex, but I think he did not even believe me when I was telling him that I'm HIV positive.
So the issue is he doesn't believe you?
Yeah, I think it's because of he did not believe me. But now, because I'm in Jovic and he's at Mpumalanga, I told him on the phone, you know what, the following day, because of our send back on Sunday.
Wait.
So on Saturday, then I told him then, you know what, I need you to go to the doctor or go to the clinic and explain to them what happened because of HIV positive and then you did not use protection. So I need you to go there and then you will get a medication so that you cannot be infected. Then he started taking me seriously.
Only then?
Yeah.
Is there something you could have done to stop it?
I don't know. And I love him, to be honest. I love him. And it's not the first time this thing happened.
What do you mean?
Not the first time. So every time when I find a guy and tell them, okay, this is Kay, this is what's happening to my life, and this is what I'm going through, then the person will just go. And it hurts.
So the second time you are with him, no condom was used?
First time yes, we were using protection, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's only yeah. now that he doesn't want to believe you.
Yeah.
So that's why you're saying you've tried, but akalaleli, akafuni ukuzwa.
But for now, I think wants to start taking money. You know what? Go to the doctor, bro. This is what's happening. Like, you need to be serious.
You know, I'm glad, Kay, you called about this. We need to normalize that as part of dating, you need to do an HIV test. As part of dating, while sometimes you're data, you know, do an HIV test, both of you, so that, you know, cards are on the table.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right at some point.
Let's hope he acts and quickly.
I hope so. I hope so. But I think I will be fine. It's my first time these things happen. It just, like being in a relationship and then once you tell people, you tell that person that, okay, this is okay. This is what's happening to me. And then that person just run away.
You must listen to the show tomorrow. Tebogo Mofete, the medium, will be here. And we're asking a very strong question tomorrow. Is love on the horizon for me in 2022? So it will be great for you to call in and find out.
Okay.
All right, Kay. Thank you so much for trusting me with your call. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, cheers. Cheers. Bye-bye.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.